You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Morena e te whānau, kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi pōho. You're on 95BFM Breakfast. We've got a guest in the studio, Morena, Michael Llewellyn. How are you?
I'm well. Kia ora.
Hey, it's lovely to have you up here all the way from Pōneke, and after a little bit of a COVID reset a few weeks back, you're finally playing a show tonight at Whammy Bar. How's the feelings? You feeling good about getting out there?
Yeah, feeling excited to play some music up these ways. I think we've probably booked like 4 or 5. I think we've had the lease almost cancelled 4 times.
Oh no, it's really been a time, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I'm glad you could make it up though. Driving up the middle of the country is always quite a beautiful way to travel, I feel, and kind of get in the headspace for playing some music. You've got a crew with you, or is it just you tonight performing on the stage?
Yeah, we've got a bit of a band. I play with a backing band called The Darlings, so it kind of flows as Michael Llewellyn and The Darlings. We're a 6-piece.
Nice. Who is The Darlings at the moment?
The Darlings at the moment, we have Josh Dom playing drums, Henry Smithers on bass, James Morgan on guitar, Ruben Topsand on the keys, and Isabella Smith doing vocals and some percussion.
Awesome. It's going to be a pretty special evening. You're also playing alongside some other excellent bands tonight. Minnie Simmons and Violet Hurst is going to be performing as well, or?
Almost. Violet Hurst is opening solo. Minnie Simmons, unfortunately, couldn't make this one.
It's all good. So Violet's going to be beautiful, though.
Violet's great. Yeah, she used to actually sing with us.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so she'll probably end up jumping on stage and singing a few songs with us. And we've also got Nicholas Franchise is doing a little bit of a strip back set, so that'll be cool as well.
Very cool. It sounds like a special evening. Is Violet up from Pōneke as well? Or
She moved up here. She's living up these ways as of a couple months ago.
Oh, awesome. A bit of a reunion moment then. That'll
potentially
be cool.
Yeah, in a way.
Hey, you are going to play us a couple of songs this morning to get us in the headspace for tonight. What are you going to be playing for us?
I'll start with a song called Whangamata.
Beautiful.
Goes like this. We're driving down south in a cigarette box. You better pull up to fill her up. Couple people on a Sunday, darling, a psychedelic dancing. Oh, they'll be sad, they're thinking, who the hell is that? When I tell you, well, this my baby, she was wild. And take a look at the ground, oh, it be moving, it be turning. Will you toss about a little lost in that tin can of yours? No shit, I'm gonna damn my dear. We were taking it a tin can, baby. What a way to see old Hamilton. If only you could see her. What the fuck? Got those shades on. But I tell ya, oh, this my baby, and she was wild. And the way she was, oh, she was wild.
She was.
was wild.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much, Michael. Tell us a wee bit about your writing process before we hear the second song, because there's something kind of timeless about the tracks you write. Where do you go in your own head when you're trying to write a song? Are you the kind of person who are like, this thing's happened, time to make a tune about it, or does it happen a little bit more mysteriously for you?
I think, yeah, in a mysterious way. Well, I wrote this first album, Oh My Darling. I released it at the end of last year, and I never really, I don't know, I didn't really intend to create something. I had a lot of kind of fire and, mm-hmm. and a want to write something, and I had to kind of learn how to play the guitar a little bit first, like, you know, and I was kind of just like mucking around, and I'd find little hooks that I liked, and I guess I'm really fascinated by kind of creating a world or creating a story or creating an album that flows within each, within itself. And yes, I think I intended to kind of create something like that, but I don't know. The songs kind of just turn up in a way.
Yeah.
But not really. You know, when you're writing them, it feels like you're definitely writing them, but it's only in hindsight you're like, where the hell did that come from?
Totally. Maybe in a couple of years' time you'll listen back and you'll be like, oh, that's what I was working through there. Yeah, got that now.
Yeah,
exactly. Bit of distance or something. It's a really beautiful record. If folks haven't listened to it, where can they go and get it in their lives, Michael?
I guess at the moment, the best way would do, to listen to it would be have a small bit of patience and then buy it on vinyl.
Hey, nice.
In a month or so. We're just getting those pressed.
Easy. We can wait for a month. That's absolutely sweet. Will it be up on your Bandcamp page, or will it be?
Yeah, it also lives on Bandcamp, Spotify, and all those usual sensations.
Okay, if you've got a turntable, then that's one to save up for. And you're going to play us one more track. What song are we going to hear now?
I'll play a song called Time It Ain't Easy, which is a slower song.
Awesome. Take it away, Michael Llewellyn, whenever you're ready.
I don't. Somebody on my brothers, on my sisters. sisters are my sweetest thing. For time, oh time, it ain't easy. But time, oh time, it'll pass on.
Michael Llewellyn, thank you so much for coming in today and playing us some beautiful, beautiful songs. Folks can catch you tonight at Whammy Bar.
That's right, yeah.
With Violet Hurst and Nicholas Franchise as well. It's going to be a very special show. I believe you're on to second releases already, so if you've been umming and ahhing, just buy those tickets. You're not going to regret it. And get down there for 8 p.m, I believe. 8:30 is when it's all kicking off. So see you tonight. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.